Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 29 Mphalakazi 2021, uFaxitis Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Hayi. Anginamazi mazwe ngiphelele nje umuntu nje obe jabula last week abantu bemihlanganisela nje ukuthi kumbonga ukuthi kona into zonke azenzayo esaphila, understand? And then you find this week umuntu besesishiya nje kanjalo, akubuhlungu.
Ube ngumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wengoqo ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezi hlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafitshane izulu langkhona bathi kade lilesiqhotho nomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
Izulu elilesiqhotho elize lomoya omningi litshiye ezinye izakhamizi zakomatekenya kuwadi 22 eGwanda zingelandawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilivelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kunomsakazo. Abe ngumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo kubulawayo namhlanje emini. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UGumede udlule emhlabeni namhla emini ngemva kokuba ekhale ngesisu ngolwesibili wagijinyiselwa esibhedlela lapho utholakale khona ukuba engaba ekhathazwa ngamatshe ezinsweni zakhe. Ubhubhe namhla sekuzatshaya ihola lesibili emini ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukuba ekwenziwa esinye iscan ukuze abemtholampilo bathole iqiniso lokuba kuyini obekumkhathaza. UNdumiso Emmanuel Gumede utshone ngemva kwensuku ezimbalwa yenzelwe idili ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bembonga ngomsebenzi omkhulu awenzele iqembu leBhoso. Intatheli zendaba ezemidlalo uNeshi Mgogwera laye wayeyingxenye yalabo ababekholisa bendawonye loGumede ngeviki edluleyo.
Zananzelela ukuthi uyenzelwe umdlalo omkhulu kucelebratewa 48 years zakhe eku-administration ngelanga le-Unity Day isenzelwa Highlanders Clubhouse. How? Abantu bengananzeleli ukuthi kube kusokungumbalelisa uNdumiso Gumede ngokumenzela lwana umdlalo eselebratewa iminyaka yakhe yokuphathisa kwezenguqu. Kube isimanga ukuthi kungasuki ezingaki sokuthiwa ayi akasekho.
UGumede ubesele iminyaka engamatshumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Uqale ukusebenzela iqembu leHighlanders ngo-1974 engumeli walo esikodlweni iHarare, njalo uphathe izikhundla eziningi kuleli qembu ezigoqela ukuba ngumgcinisihlalo weqembu kanye lokuba nguchief executive officer. Uke wasebenzela njalo inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association. Kolunye udaba olufanayo wayengumdlali weqembu leDynamos uIsaac Nema udlule emhlabeni izolo ngemva kokuba olunye uhlangothi lomzimba wakhe litholakale lungasasebenzi kuhle. Laye ubesele minyaka engamatshumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngonjalo nje umunye owasebenza loGumede uAlexander Maseko owake wakhokhela la iqembu leHighlanders uxoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngembali yakhe.
Hayi, anginamazwi mazwe ngiphelelwe nje umuntu nje obe jabula last week abantu bemihlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi kona into zonke azenzayo esaphila, understand? And then you find this week umuntu besesishiya nje kanjalo. Akubuhlungu.
Ya, akubuhlungu kakhulu. Sitshele ukuthi wena wasebenza njani loGumede.
Oh, I mean we suka kude mina loGumede from into zesport kuHighlanders esiya kuzifa. The main thing engakhuluma ngayo ngakhona besides into zebhora, I mean it was a great administrator, one, two. Wayengu-MC emtshadweni wami, so kubuhlungu, you understand? I see him laphana ejaiva, edensa, very how ekhohliwe baze kuthi nqa abantu bebuya besenza into engani yabhida ngapha bakhuza hayi no no semthatheni kamaseko lo kanje kanje ake lihlale phansi hey cicha cicha uyazi it's fun now I'm taking me back ukuthi ngithatheni ngithathe i DVD yami lana ngimbuke manje lapho and I would do that. I've actually missed someone very 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 special.
Ye ngasikala lapho futhi lebholeni siyabona ukuthi wena u captain weBhoso la wayekhona kuduze khona akusitshela ukuthi lalidlelana njani lo Gomes.
Eish, awu Gomes he was man of peace, man of laughter and the serious ngokuthi siwine kuphela wayefuna ukuthi kona nasenjani sikhululeke uma sidlala ibhora. You understand? Sidlalele nje sibe be yourself and enjoy the game. Wayengekho strict ngendlela lezi ezazibhede uyakuze kulabanye abantu ababa strict kakhulu but hayi ugumzino and I remember also nxa siqeda amagame laphana anginika imota yakhe ethatha abantu abami bohambisela uveve andazela egwabalanda bahambise badrive ngibuyele bhegi ngemota yakhe ngitola ugumede vele umuntu wabantu you understand he was just a man of people.
So manje abantu bamkhumbule njani uGomes ngoba vele abaningi sithi uGomes yabo.
You know, to me, yazi, Ugumede has been a rock and has been a rock of everyone. Why ngeta wonke umuntu? Kaze angaxabalela umuntu, wayengasokeli, wayengelonto, walile umuntu. Let's remember him as a hero. That's what I can say to me. He's one of the heroes. Kusport eZimbabwe nje is a hero. Yeah.
So manje kumele izweleni kufaka isithombe kwezweni kwele academy wena ngumbono wakho ubona ngani kumele kuthweni ngumbono wakho
I think vele kufuze ukuthi kube lenye i build angazi umbe sifake sithi isithombe sakhe thina ngapha uma kuthi abantu bezifa labo bayafuna bemenzeke something huge somewhere but at the end of the football fraternity but at the moment thina nje club was laphana simfake leni stop. I would believe me, Uma ungena nje umbone lapho simfakele isithombe nje simkhumbule. And simkhumbule forever. Even labantwana bethu that's nxa sesingasekho bembone. I mean he has done a lot.
UAlexander Maseko wake wakhokhela iqembu leHighlanders Football Club. Lapho ke limuswe ixoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. IZulu elilesikhotho elize lomoya omningi lichiye ezinye zakhamizi zakwaMatekenya ku-Ward 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Leli Zulu elinengesonto ntambama lidale umonakalo omkhulu emasimini lawisa lezihlahla. Wawubhethi Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Leli Zulu libikwa lidale umonakalo omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kokuthi imizi efika kamathumi amabili lanhlanu. Wesikwamithi weGwanda uMnumzana Thulani Moyo uchasisa kabanzi ngomonakalo lo.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezihlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafitshane izulu langkhona bathi kade lilesiqhoto lomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
UMnumzana Ngqabotho Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abasele besegcekeni le muli yakhe ethi kube ithuse kakhulu okwenzakale ngesonto.
Into kwaqala izulu lapha ngesikhathi santambama lapha izulu lakho lalisiphephe esikhulu kakhulu lilesiqhotho. Singase siphambene ngoba mkhosi wami angikwazi ukuthi ngakhala vele angikwazi ukuhamba njani vele ngoba la muntu ngaphuma njani angikwazi amahlahla alaphi afika avala umnyango lapha. Sathwala nzima kakhulu nkosi yami. Hayi impahla ekhaya ngikhuluma into ezinye zamoshakala konke ukudla lokhu kwamoshakala kodwa hayi abantwana bakhona bayangani bezibuhlungu kancane mbijana.
UMnumzana Raphael Moyo esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakwaMatekenya uthi kakazi abone izulu eliningi ngalendlela lokhu wathethulwa yingwe.
Size yazala mina zelwe ngo-1956 angaze ngubone lokhu ngenkasi kubone lapha esigabeni sakithi ngoba izihlahla ngasikhayela eziningi ngathi bezidliwa ngamacindi sezijhile lezihlahla inkati ezinkulu zezinjani zisiphephile ngumoya zawela ezindlini lamazi engaphephuka amaningi.
Okugcizelelwe nguMnumzana James Ndlovu layo oyisakhamuzi salindawo.
Wonke akulandlenga netala endle ayifulile zwawusibona kungena ishebe-chebe kungena amanzi kungalala zenge liphumileyo kwezinye indawo kodwa amanzi agcwala ezindlini phakathi kwaba into esimangalise kakhulileyo. La maphani kakulahlala zephani zilehlambe ukuthi inteki wonke aningamacimbi abezindle komile utshani phansi kugelekelane bekutshaya ilonimoya.
Usobhuka kwaMatekenya uMnumzana Lothi Nkala uthi kube yinhlanhla kwangabi lofileyo kulumonakalo.
Uhlukuluzile abantu ngoba abantu basele bengalakho okokuthi badleni, basele bengalakho ababekulimile kuphelile konke. Kwadilika izihlahla eziningi ezinye ziwela phezu kwezindlu. Kube yinhlanhla ukuthi abantu baphile bengafanga.
Ekwethekeleleni kwe-Studio 7 komatekene lamhlanje emini, sithole inhlanganiso encedisa ngaba lengozi ezinje emhlabeni jikelele e-Red Cross isipha izakhamizi ukudla. Umqondisi wale nhlanganiso ezansi emandebeleni unkosikazi Siphiwe Thina Juma uchasise ngohlelo lwabo lokuncedisa komatekenya.
Injongo ye-Red Cross ukuthi sisize lapho kulezi ngozi khona. Namhla saphathele ama 10 kgs impuphu, 2 kgs of ichukela, 500 grams isawudo, 750 ml cooking oil. Then ihofisi ka-DDC la isincedisile ngokubuya lamahlamvu lamanye ama-cooking oil lalokho okusetshenziswa ngabomama nxa besesikhathini.
Lanxa be-Red Cross sebenelise ukufika kulindawo masinya besabela abantu uncedo lokudla, izakhamizi zakumatekena zisaludinga uncedo ngoba ezinye okusamele zakhe kutsha izindlu. Usikomithi Umoya ukhuthaze uZulu ukuthi akhe izindlu ezilakho kumelana lokuguquka komumo omkhathi, njalo zihlanyele kanye lokulondoloza izihlahla ezingaphansi kwemizi ukuze zivikeleke ngezikhathi ezifana lalezi. Lalapho sezisakha kutsha zingachaphazi imvelo ngokugamula isihlahla mahlayana zakhe zisebenzise ezinye indlela ezifana lezitina. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7, ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Lanxa omunye wabakhankasela umbuso wentando kaZulu olilunga le-MDC Alliance, uMakhomborero Rosivishe obevalelwe okwenyanga ezithile ezedluleyo, etholiswe ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebheyo ngumthethwandaba we-High Court. Amagqwetha akhe athi ulakho ukuqhubeka evalelwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi kulelinye icala lokuthomba aletheswayo. UMavis Gama usipha lolu daba.
UHarizivishe ubikwa engasoze akhululwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi ulelinye icala aletheswayo elilokhe lisemthethwandaba lokuthumba ngesikhathi etshengisela emahofisini awenkampani ye-Impala Car Rentals ephakathi kwexuku labasakhulayo be-MDC Alliance labenhlanganiso yezifundi eye-Zimbabwe National Students Union befuna benkampani le baveze igama lomnikazi wemota eyasetshenziswa ukuthumba esinye isifundi uThawanda Mjeyiwa. Elinye lamagqwetha kaHarizivishe umnumzana Simon Chabuka uchasisa ngalokhu.
Ungataka kuzotora mameka chikuwa ma-instruction. Hatima kuzwa wunzi ane ime case. We then together with Professor Madugu made an application after that tora nyaya from one of his lawyers. Kuzi charging strike wale
ekuthatheni kwethu lolu daba asitshelwa okokwenza kasitshelwanga ukuthi ulolunye udaba. Sasesenza isicelo ngemva kokuba mina lo Maduku siluthethe lolu daba.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Mlindelwa Mancitshana uthi okwenzakalayo kuHarizivishe akumangalisi.
So lokhu kuyinto etshengisayo ukuthi asindawo njengelizwe simi ndawonye. So khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi njengelizwe akula lapho siya khona simi ndawonye, siyakhohliswa njengabantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi kulento yenzakalayo khona kungelalutho vele.
Udaba obelukhwezwe emthethandaba we-High Court ngolokuthi uHarizivishe wehluleka ukulandela iziqondiso zakhe zebail ngesikhathi ilizwe liku-level 4 ye-COVID-19 lockdown, lapho abikwa engasayanga zibika khona kwabomthetho esezingenise ku-isolation ngemva kokuhlangana lomuntu owayebikwa ele coronavirus. Kodwa umanji uDennis Mangosi waseHarare unqume ngombimbitho ukuba kumele avalelwe uHarizivishe esithi ngoba wephula ngabomo iziqondiso zakhe zebail ayezibekelwe edabeni lwakhe lokuyatshengisela emahofisini abe-Impala, okuyisinqumo esigenqulwe ngumahluli we-High Court uJustice Catherine Mzawazi lamhlanje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu Mavis Gama.
Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Ezinye izikolo ezilabafundi abahlala esikolo zikhuphule imbadalo le yaya kunkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisithupha zamadola eZimbabwe, 60,000 Zimbabwe dollars kusiya phezulu. Kuthi izikolo ezizimele zodwa iqalela kunkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili zamadola eZimbabwe, 200,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Izikolo zivulwa mhlaka 10 Zibandlela ngo-2022, kodwa abafundi ababhala imihloliso ka-O-Level e-A-Level bona bavula mhlaka 3 ukuze bayeqedisa ukuloba imihloliso. Laloba kunjalo, iningi labazali lithi inhlawulo ezifunekayo ziphezulu kakhulu. Unkosikazi Felicity Matsika ngomunye wabazali abakhonona ngokuqansa kwendleko zesikolo.
Ukukhwela kwamafizi lokhu esikubona angazi ukuthi abantwana bazafunda umnyaka ozayo. Mina kunje oseboarding school ufuna 70,000 RTGs angafaki ukudla kwakhe khonapha. Akula muntu ohola imali yonke yonalo. So ukuthi uhulumende avumele ukukhwezwa kwefizi kangaka angazi ukuthi siyabe siyithethe ngaphi imali engaka.
Unkosikazi Lynette Maseko, umongi, ukhala ngokuthi izimali ezibizwayo azihambelani leholo.
Ifizo kufanele ngibe sengiyibhadele kufika u-10 January yisalari yami ephindwe yaphindwa. Lapha ngingafaki amabhuku lama-uniform. So eqiniseni abantwana bamaCivil Servants kunzima ukuthi bathole imfundo yokuzikolo yezenza kuhle. Umntwana seyezahlala etshintsha isikolo njalo nje ngenxa yamafizi. Thina siphatheki kuhle ngalokhu esikwenziwa ngurhulumente wethu. Asiphiwe iholo elanelisa ukubhadala zonke iindleko zethu. Atsho ukuthi siphile nzima elizweni lakithi.
Unkosikazi Sandra Thebe, omunye njalo umzali, ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele kulolu daba.
Nxa imbadalo zesikolo zihlala zikhuphulwa njalo nje, ngibona lokhu ukuthathela abantwana ilungelo labo lokufunda. Siyananzelela kwamanye amazwe imfundo yimahala. Kungani uhulumende wethu laye engahlolisisi lokhu, laye afunde kulabo abenza kuhle kulokhu ukuze sanelise ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu sibe lenkhwicamfundo eziningi lathi.
Isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo uMnumzana Thahungana Ndoro uthi ukwengezwa kwembadalo zesikolo kumele kuqale kuvunyelwane phakathi kwabazali lezikolo andukana kwamukelwe lugatsha lwakhe.
If there is any increment, it has to be approved through the ministry. Parents are supposed to agree with the school authorities on the increment so that it is justifiable. So parents need not to panic about the school fees issues.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo lukubeka sobala ngamanyathelo okufanele alandelwe nxa kusiyaba lenguquko yembadalo zesikolo. Nxa kufanele ikhuphuke, kufanele ivunywe lugatsha lwethu, njalo kufanele abazali kanye labaphathi besikolo bavumelane imali abazakhweza ngayo. Ngalokhu abazali kanye labaphathi bezikolo kabehlise umoya ngodaba lwendleko zesikolo.
Uhulumende ucine ukukhuphula iholo lezisebenzi zakhe inyanga kaNtulikazi ngesilinganiso sokungamatshumi amane lanhlanu kusiya kumatshumi amahlanu ekhulwini, i-45-50%. Ngenyanga kaLwezi, uhulumende uphe izisebenzi zakhe ibonus ngedola leMelika. Kuviki ephelileyo, inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi zonke zikahulumende kanye labameli bakahulumende bebehlangene bekhuluma ngeholo lezisebenzi zikahulumende. Inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi ithi ifuna izisebenzi zithole iholo ngedola leMelika, kodwa uhulumende kakaphi impendulo kulokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forums kanye la owenziwa ngabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Esigabeni sethu lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje sixoxa loMnumzana Nkululeko Letha, umanjinela osanda kuqansa intaba enkulu yasezwekazi le-Afrika, i-Mount Kilimanjaro. uLetta wasemsebenzini kwele Tanzania ngaleso sikhathi wezwa esiba lo mdlozela ukuqanza indaba le wahlawula amadola aphezulu kwenkulungwane eyodwa $1,200 abaphethe ukwethekelela intaba kuKilimanjaro wahamba umango ofika isilinganiso samakhilomitha angamashumi amane lambili 42 kilometers esiya esiqongweni sentaba le. Ubehamba ekhathalelwa ngabampha ukudla, abamlungisela indawo yokulala, labahlola isimo sakhe somzimba kanye labo bhodabhoda entabeni le ngobuciko obuphezulu. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ayefika esiqongweni sentaba le elesiqongo esedlula zonke intaba zasezulazi le-Afrika. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ehle njalo intaba le. Ake sizwe ixoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngohambo lwakhe.
Ifuna not only umzimba oqinileyo reasonably, akumelanga ukuthi angikhole ukuthi kufunakala umuntu o super fit, but kumele ube reasonably fit physically. And but into ebaluleke kakhulu ikuqina engqondweni ukuthi uyazi injongo yakho yokufuna ukuqansa intaba. And uzimisele ukuthi come what may, kungaba njalo nje ukuthi okunye kungaba sokuso too much, but as long as kuyibunzima lobuyana obungekho life threatening, hayi kuyabe kufuna ukuthi ingqondo yakho ikutshele ukuthi masiqhubeke siqanise le ntaba.
Yes, so, kunokokwenza ukuthi uzuqanise intaba leyo abanye abantu beyisaba kangaka?
Ye, ngangilo mcabango okuyiqanisa nje, but ngingela plan yokuthi ngiza kwenza nini. But kwenzakala ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi ngangihambe ngomsebenzi eTanzania kuregion yonaleyo eMosh, and I spent a week ngikhona ngale. And then I met a lot of people, including ama agents laba abathatha abantu bebaqansisa uMount Kilimanjaro. So bangikhuthaza ukuthi njengoba usuhlala isikhathi esingaka usuaclimatizile, and you don't look, you are reasonably physically fit, awufuni na ukuzama ukuthi uqanise lawo intaba. And abaningi bakhona babesithi thina sisaqansa, abanye basithi sazama ukuqansa sisafikanga. So yenza ngifune lami ukuthi kahle ke ngizama. I had some time on my hands, so ngathi mina mhlawumbe this is my chance to ukuthi ngiyenze le nto. So that was the only motivation I had, other than ukuthi ngangivele ngifuna ukuthi at some point in life I would want to do that. But ukuthi ngikwenze ngaleso sikhathi kwaba nje yikukhuthazwa ngabantu ababe engangihlangana nabo ngaleso sikhathi.
Yes, singathi waxaza intaba leyo wafika khatshana kanganani?
Anyi baba.
Ye, waxaza intaba leyo wafika kanganani? Waxaza kanganani entabeni leyo?
Bengisho ukuthi intaba i-distance it's 42 kilometers. So ngathatha 3 days ukuqansa i-42 kilometers zangakhona, then 2 days coming down. Ngoba coming down is much easier. Ngoba you gradually improve the oxygen supply. And the excitement nje ukuthi you've managed to conquer the mountain, so we are very happy ukuthi you are now going back and really super excited. So it was a total of 5 days.
Yes, so singathi khonapho ke baba Letta, uqansa khonapho wafika esiqongweni kumbe wafika kwesinye
isibanga? Yes, ngafika esiqongweni ngempela, and ngoba esiqongweni kwakhona umele bathi bona you should spend more than 20 minutes. Umele ukuthi 20 minutes, we look around, you take pictures, and then you make your way down. Bathi awumelanga uhlale imzuzu edlula i-20, ngoba umzimba uyabe usukhathele ngokuswela i-oxygen or nge-oxygen limited. So umele uphumuze and uphumuze ama-lungs akho ukuthi aqalise ukuba le-oxygen ewajayeleyo. Otherwise kuyaba ne-collapse and then you can lose uyaluza bathi i-consciousness. Angazi ukuthi ngathini ngesiNdebele.
Ye uyaphela umoya. So ke kunjani ukuya phezulu khona ngalesi point? Kunjani?
Hey, in terms of what the scenario or just a feeling nje yokuthi uqansa kanjani.
Ye konke koloko.
Ye. I scenario ukuthi i vegetation yakhona ayikho enhle kangako, it's all lay vegetation engakhuli kakhulu and engabi green kakhulu. But kunzima sibili ukuqansa ngoba uyabungela qiniso ukuthi umzimba wakho uzawuthatha njani, uza responda kanjani kuselakala kwe-oxygen phengaphezulu. Angangibona abaningi especially abadala asebekhulile babethwele amatanki e-oxygen umuntu ele 5 liters the oxygen on their backs, like ogogo labokhulu abavele eJapan lezinye abokorea babethwele ama-oxygen tank ngemuva so ukuthi abancedise ukuphefumula.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Letta isiza la ngaseZimbabwe esesihlala kule South Africa. Limuzwe xoxa lapho uGibbs Shobe eseJohannesburg kule South Africa. Kwezemidlalo, abaqeqeshi beqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors namhla bethule uluhlu lwabadlali abangamashumi amabili lantathu abazamela ilizwe kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations kwele Cameroon ekuqaleni kukazibandlela. Kubika uJoseph Njanji, intethele zendaba yethu yezemidlalo.
Laba badlali ngababalisa onozinti abathi uPetros Mari, uTope Chumba kanye loMartin Mapisa, imvimbi uGodnos Muruira, uGerald Takwara, uOnesimo Basera, uBruce Kangwa, uPeter Mudua, uTeenage Khadebe, uTakuzwa Chimumwe, uAlec Mudimu kanye loJordan Zemura. Abadlali benkabeni yenkundla uThabani Kamusoko, uKunda Ipenyu, uIshmael Wadi, uNeva Tikere, uKelvin Mazongwe, ukuda kwashe Mahachi kanye loCaptain weqembu uKnowledge Musona, abagadli uPrince Dube, uTinotenda Kadewere, uAdmiral Muswe kanye lo David Moyo. Iqembu lama-Warriors lisuke namhlanje lilubhekise kwele Cameroon lapho elikusibaya sikagroup B ndawonye lele Malawi, iGuinea kanye leSenegal. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngehlukane zihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Obe ngumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders Zondumiso Gumede kasekho. Izulu elesiqotho elize lomoya omningi litshiye ezinye zakhamizi zakumatekenya kuwadi 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwempathalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo uMpraxitus Jeremiah isithi asidibaneni ngo-4:46 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisa ngokuzwa iindaba zethu lelakho ukufulalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.